Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100.7 The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because I don't know what else makes a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that probationary firefighter Joseph makes $72,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Sierra, who is my neighbor in the Quag. Good morning, Sierra. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Hey, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. We appreciate you. We love you. And it's because of people like you we get to have this conversation every day, and we love it.
Awesome.
And Sierra, at the end of it, hopefully you'll say, hey, that was kind of fun. I was nervous, but now I'm not. I like you.
Okay.
All right, Sierra. By the way, Sierra is a behavioral health specialist. Now, I believe there's more to the story. We're going to get to know you a little bit better by putting a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time, Sierra. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then you will share your salary as a behavioral health specialist. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. I love it. Emily, if you are ready, I got 1 minute on the clock. Begin.
What exactly do you do?
I support our schools in their behavior programs and interventions, specifically at the classroom level.
Okay, so do you work with school administrators or with the kids directly?
Both.
How long have you been doing this?
4 years.
What do you think kids struggle with the most these days? As a parent myself, I'm kind of curious.
Trauma, mental illness, poverty, COVID-19.
Do you have a specific office or do you work from home?
I have a specific office and I work from home.
What is the best advice you would give kids nowadays?
Oh, that's a hard one. Live in the moment.
Do you ever get emotional about your patients or the kids?
Every day.
Have you ever been able to totally turn a kid's life around?
Yes.
What level of degree do you have?
I have an administrator degree.
Would you say that boys or girls have a harder time in school?
Both equally.
I know, Sierra looked like she had more to, but hey, the timer's the timer, you know, time is time. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, it's interactive, text your guest right now to 46150. What do you think Sierra in Issaquah makes every year as a behavioral health specialist working for the school district? The cool part is we'll play the song, we'll come back in 3 minutes, and Sierra is going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7
The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because I want to know whatever this makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sierra. She is my neighbor in Issaquah, and she is a behavioral health specialist. Emily, what else did we just learn about Sierra?
She supports schools with behavior programs and interventions on the classroom level, but she also works with the kids as well. She's been doing this for about 4 years. She still gets emotional about the kids she's working with. And boys and girls seem to have issues the same amount, just different issues.
God, and you know, we can have another conversation about that in a minute, but let's play the game. Slow Joe, you were the winner the last time we played. That means you're up first.
Whew, man.
I know.
Well, since it's at the district level, I'm going to say 65.
Oh, you know, it's so great we've been doing this long enough now where we can actually differentiate between the district level and the public, right? And the you know, man, we're like little salary experts. I appreciate that, Slow Joe. I think you are too high. Again, this is somebody who helps other people for a living, low salary, and somebody who works for the schools and helps our kids, even lower. Unfortunately, I'm just going to say 50. Brittany texted that in from Maple Valley. Brittany, appreciate you. Love you. And yeah, I think it's 50 right now. Emily, you're up.
Just because I want it to be higher, I'm going to go 70.
Oh, I like the optimism. It's good. Skyjack. All right, our guesses are 50, 65, and 70. But really, none of that matters. Sierra, in Issaquah, at the end of the day, everybody wants to know, all right, how much do you make as a behavioral health specialist helping our kids at the school district? It is time to share your salary, Sierra. What is the number? Drop it.
I make $93,000.
Yes. You know, for once, I can honestly say, Emily, I am so happy that you won.
Fantastic.
Sierra, do you think the people that you work with are aware of how much money you make? Because I just feel like everybody that works in the school system doesn't make that much money.
I would be willing to say no. It's just dependent on like the number of degrees that I have that plays into that role.
And as
into that salary.
And as you said, kids right now, the last year, and I'm a parent, I've seen it. What kids have had to go through in the last year, if you don't have kids, you don't really understand how challenging it's been for them. And you kind of touched on that. It's been harder than ever.
Yeah. Not only for our students, but for our teachers and for our parents and just our community. Like, we're all in the trenches and we're all feeling it.
Oh.
Have you seen more support over the years for, like, talking about and addressing the behavior and mental health issues?
I think this pandemic has highlighted that and the need that that we need to increase our supports right now, but there's still a lack of that. And my hope is that this momentum will continue so that we can really wrap around families and teachers during this time.
Yeah.
Sierra, you said you were able to totally turn a kid's life around. Let's end this on a positive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So that's like my work every single day is being able to support students at not only the school level, but wraparound support. So like really helping families get off their feet and turn things around. I can't really speak to anything specifically, but it's the core of my work and it's why I love this role.
God, that must be so rewarding. Good on you, Gabby. That's just, you know, a round of applause for you, Sierra, for what you do, but for all of our teachers and everybody, like you said, in the trenches, just trying to keep these kids afloat because it is a challenge. And so, Sierra, thank you, A, for calling in,
but
thanks for what you do. And I will see you on Issaquah-Hobart Road stuck in traffic one of these days. I'll wave at you.
All right. See you guys. Have a good one.